For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
You just never know when this man is going to step inside the studio. Keeps you on your toes. Former Carlton player.
Current chief.
It is Ed Curno. Good afternoon, Edward.
Good afternoon, Tim. Good afternoon, Davo.
It's great to have you here.
It is good to be here. It's a nice day, sunny day.
Sunny day. You officially clock on at 4 when we chat about the footy because you are football expert. We're looking forward because there's plenty going on to chat about footy. But do you remember being at school? I know it was a long time ago for you.
Yeah, I remember. I remember.
Good. That's good.
Is that the right answer?
And you got 4 kids. You got a couple of kids that are in school age kids as well.
Yeah, getting their lunchboxes.
Okay. Oh, dad's on the lunchbox duty. Good on you, Ed Curno.
Thank you.
Book Week's been taking over Australia. How involved have you been, Ed, with your kids with Book Week?
I forgot the first day. So I drove them in, dropped them off as early as possible at childcare, and realised they didn't have any costume. But yeah.
Didn't give them a Carlton jumper or something?
Did they just say, "We're Ed Curno's kids"? That's our costume today?
Go on, Davo. No, they wear their Carlton gear proudly still, even though it's their second team and Sydney's taken over. Little Jim wears his Spider-Man outfit. He had
great
yesterday. Love Spider-Man.
Well, this is the problem that some schools are having. So some schools are I don't know about Geelong, but some schools across the country are banning things like Spider-Man, Harry Potter, Bluey. What?
See, Harry Potter, I think, is literally a book.
It's literally
That's where it started.
Dress up as Dumbledore.
You could. And that would be fine.
Surely they're not going as Dumbledore.
He's a Potterhead. I knew it. I knew he had that energy from him.
Ron Weasley.
Yeah, look, and this is
Harry Potter.
A lot of these schools are banning these costumes that aren't necessarily literature characters, even though Harry Potter is.
The K-pop demon hunters are big on the ban list at the moment. And it's got me thinking
the what?
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, careful.
Demon hunters.
Yeah, they're big. They're popular. And it's got me thinking about things that were banned at school. So it might not necessarily just be Book Week related, but Davo, when you were in school, we were in school roughly at the same time, loosely. One of us graduated before the others. We don't need to go into that.
Only just.
Davo, did you finish up school?
Yeah, of course I did, mate. Did you?
I got there.
Nah, you know what? And I swipe you every single week and I'll let you have that one. It feels like it was your time.
Neither of you said yes.
I did. I said yes.
Okay.
Still, I'm still learning.
Okay, we all are. That's the best thing. But Davo, yes.
In
what was banned in your school?
Growth mindset. Nice, Tim.
In my school, Tarzos were banned.
Yeah,
because
time.
The kids went feral for them. We absolutely loved Tarzos and it caused issues at lunch and recess because we'd all be eating our burger rings or whatever they came in and then having a go at each other because I wanted that Tarzo and you got it.
Yeah.
Did you get it, Davo?
Of course.
Every time.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me.
Now, Ed, let's wind it all the way back to when you were school, pre-millennium.
Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi was banned from your school.
Yeah, I think that was, and marbles. Well, I remember getting talked to as on
had
the bag of marbles, and yeah, that was a bit of a thing.
Sticks and rocks.
Yeah. Colour TV, that was banned from your school.
Tamagotchi
well.
Was the, that was the big thing at Torquay Primary. That came out, and that was serious, and then, I'm not sure if it was banned. I never had one.
I was going to say, I don't imagine you as someone caring for a little digital creature so well.
Nah, occupied my mind for about 10 seconds and that was it.
Well, I thought we could hit the phones on 52232955. What was banned from your school? Now, it could be your kids right now across schools here in Geelong or it could be back when you were in school. What was banned from your school? Give us a call, 52232955. It's British Bulldog. That was banned at my school. Pokemon cards. That was a devastating one. That was the real
kissing
one.
Kissing behind the gym.
Everyone used to say post office instead of off at school, and we got in trouble for saying post office at my school. It was banned.
That's interesting.
That's right. There we go.
When did you finish school again?
Only a few years ago, obviously. Did you finish?
Okay.
He got drafted then delisted, so it was
different.
See,
we don't need to keep bringing that. I feel bad when we bring that up.
At least we know that you ate every trip packet going around, David. That's what we found out today.
Yeah. Tarzos for you, and they were in the chip packet. Anyway, we wanted to hit the phones. Everyone back to their corners, please. 52232955. What was banned from your school? Maybe you're a child right now, or maybe you were a child a long time ago. We want to hear from you. I believe we have, is this a current child, Davo?
I believe so.
Jeannie in Ocean Grove. Jeannie,
go to school, Jeannie.
What is banned at your school?
Well, ushies. They're the things you get from Woolworths when you spend like $30.
Oh yeah.
So it started when everyone was bringing like bags and bags into classrooms, and then we made a rule where you can only have them on your pencils.
Oh.
But then it just got banned by the entire school when everyone got like emails.
Wait, you got an email.
Yeah, my mum.
Oh, your mum. I was like, I know kids are getting laptops and tablets.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. And were kids trading the ushies? Is that what the issue was there, Jeannie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they were making like unfair trades and stuff.
It always comes back to the grade sixes picking on the preppies, and it's not good.
I don't mind it.
It's a good life lesson.
Trading and things like that, there's merit to that. But when it starts getting into scrappy fights at recess, you've got to be so careful.
You've got to learn to hold their ground.
Jody in Grovedale's also giving us a call. Jody, current child or former child?
Former child.
Okay, all right. What was banned at your school?
In high school, push pops were banned.
Mm. What? Like those little lollipop things?
Yeah, the push pops, yeah, because we used to suck them to a point and then we'd get lucky bands and then flick them at the teachers when they weren't looking.
You can't do
what
that.
Do you mean? Would you sharpen them, were you? When you say you were sucking them to a point, were you sharpening them up?
Yeah.
Did you go to school with Davo, Jody?
No, this was like 30-odd years ago, mate.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Couldn't have
lined up. You just never know. A couple of years there.
Oh. I don't know what to say.
All right, we're going to move on. Olivia is in Banno. Olivia, current child or former child?
Current child.
Okay.
Yeah, nice.
All right, what's banned?
So that saying 6-7 that went bananas last year or whatever it was. At my daughter's school, the teachers got that sick of it. They said, if we hear you kids saying it, you can pick up 67 pieces of rubbish.
That's great.
67 lines on the board if we catch you saying it, because they got that tired of it.
Don't you think the math teacher in particular would go in every day, every class, like this is going to happen 8 times before
6-7
recess?
They'd also be checking out all the equations before they present them to the class to make sure the answer is not 6-7.
All right. Olivia, did your kids get out of it clear?
Yeah, sort of.
Oh, sounds like there was some rubbish picked up.
Telling a teenager not to do something.
Oh, it's real bad. Like, your eldest is, what, 9, Ed?
Yeah, but if you said don't do that, they're doing it.
Is he? Mm-hmm. Is your kids hitting the 6-7? Like, those arms are just flying.
I don't mind it when they do it. It's fun.
Give us your best 6-7.
Oh, 6-7.
Nice.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Ed, All-Australian team was named last night. 2 Cats players. Ollie Dempsey on the wing, Bailey Smith on the other wing. And to us, Ed, you are an all-star. You're an all-Australian bloke, all-star guy, best coach in the entire Bellarine, Geelong and the Surf Coast of local football.
Colac.
Best of Colac.
And the best footy player on this show.
We haven't seen you play, Davo, to be fair, so we're just not.
That's so true.
Definitely in the top 2, I would say.
Tim was pretty good, wasn't he? I heard.
He's funny, this guy.
He's a 20-metre athlete. Have you seen those thighs?
Thick, are they?
I reckon I'd cover Ed in a 20-metre sprint. I reckon you'd be worried. I know you're the fittest person I've ever met in real life, but I reckon I'd have you covered over 20
mate,
metres.
Very quick. Have you got the fast twitch fibres?
My legs are thicker than your sternum, mate. I'll absolutely rip you to shreds.
You might chafe, though.
Yeah, mate, it's hot. It's hot. You got to get speed. Why do you think rockets use fuel to get to space? They need heat.
And he does love Vaseline to help him out.
Gee whiz.
Anyway, this is unrelated. Davo, Ed's an all-star
Just to tell you an unrelated story, we had an under-9s player that had to be subbed off for chafing.
Oh, the poor little fella.
I just didn't know that was, yeah.
Anyway. Nah, it happens, man.
At under-9s?
Under-9s, it happens. Trust
me. It does
me.
Happen, man. Work rate wasn't it.
Work
you need the bike shorts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Ed, anyway. Something happened to Davo and I briefly last week. We got stuck in the lift for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And we were lucky. It was just Davo.
K-Rock here.
Nah, different lift. Not going to say it. Don't want to shame the lift.
Mm-hmm.
Westfield. We were only in there for 5 minutes, but I was like, oh, I'm so glad that I was stuck in the lift with Davo because I work with her. I know her. Everything's fine.
Was it random? Were you hanging out off air?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we often do.
Where was I?
Oh, well, you were ignoring our text messages probably.
Turn it up. Oh, we could have practiced our cohesion and I could have come to Westfield with you.
But anyway. Davo was inspired for the Matter Ladder this week, which is a different thing.
Yeah, well, we thought we'd do Ed's All-Stars today and basically who you would like to be stuck in a lift with, which AFL players you would like to be stuck in a lift with.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
And then one you wouldn't.
Yeah, because that's a bit of fun gossip.
A bit messy.
All right, I'll kick us off.
Yeah, go on.
I don't know this player, but from St Kilda, he seems hilarious and I've followed his Street X advertisements. And his name's Liam Ryan.
Hey, Liam Ryan.
Liam Ryan, I think, would be hilarious.
He's great.
So he's a bit of a character.
Yeah. Yeah, very funny. He's very skillful, like high-flying. Flying Ryan, have you heard of him?
Flying Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But I think he'd be hilarious. The other one that I also don't know but seems very funny and would be able to kill some time is North Melbourne's captain, Nick Larkey. So he does impersonations, Davo. So I think he does a really good one of Rafa Nadal, which I know, Davo, you've got up your sleeve as well, so I'd love to hear it.
Maybe after, I reckon.
So that's a no.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the one time you could have had a Spanish man in you and you've denied it.
Do you know who Rafa Nadal is, Davo? Tim, can you say that? Can you time that out, please? All right, we'll move on to another very inappropriate person, but it would be great to have in a lift. I think he's looking for his fourth club at the moment is Jake Stringer. So he's leaving GWS, and I just think he'd be really entertaining. He'd have some inappropriate stories to tell, no doubt. He'd probably try and get us in a Ponzi scheme, Tim.
I'm worried because Ed loves investing in small businesses. I was going to
say, the investments would be through the roof.
Do you know what I found out?
I love losing money.
Ed actually bought the 9 in K-Rock 955. Oh.
99. Yeah, anyway. So Jake would be good. I think he'd be entertaining. I think your favourite player, Davo, would be great to have in the lift, Bailey Smith.
Oh, yeah, he's up there for sure.
He'd be good fun. And
just Bailey would be for Davo. I reckon no other player. Yeah,
no need.
He'd be good. I think he's good fun. So I enjoy hanging out with you, Bailey, if you're listening. So he's in the lift. And then we've got to put Charlie in there just so if it gets awkward, we can give him a hard time.
Nice to catch up with your brother.
Yeah, and it'd be nice to find out some home truths on what's going on.
Can
up
I
north.
Ask, like, you know, what's can I ask, what are you bringing to the table in the lift? Like, obviously, you're asking all these people to entertain you, do impersonations, have a bit of fun, but what are you bringing to the table?
Awkwardness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, classic.
So, 10 out of 10. That.
In spades.
Brilliant. So I can do that.
Okay. So they're five players that you'd want to be stuck in the lift with if you had to be stuck in the lift with them. Now, I would want to see the CCTV footage of that hour.
I feel sweaty at the thought of having to have a conversation with you in a lift for an hour.
So...
face the wall? I'll face the wall and we'll just wait this out.
Yeah, I might have a look. You know in the movies how you see them like open that cage thing at the top? I'd start fiddling and see if I could get up there.
He'd leave you in there, I reckon. Climb up the shaft.
And forget that I'm in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that we've left Davo to fend for herself, who is a player that you would not want to be stuck in here? Now, this is murky territory.
Yeah, hopefully he's not listening, but Jacob Wettering. Hands
former
down.
Teammate of yours.
Great guy. I mean, if you want to talk about Star Wars, but anything else can be pretty boring.
You might like to sit in the lift with him, Tim.
Yeah, he's on my list. He's on my list of someone I'd like to be
I reckon you got Waiters. You got him covered for style as well. So
you still catching up with Jacob Waitering?
No, but hi, Waiters, if you're listening. Good luck punching the balls on the weekend.
Okay. Well, there you go. Ed Curnow, it's something always happens when you swing by here. So back to Belbrae for you. Make sure you remember the gate code when you get to the property. We will see you next Wednesday. Ed Curnow, thank you very much.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Davo.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I think I've spoken about it a couple of times, but I've moved into a new rental, my wife and our son. Little family. We've moved a little bit closer to Geelong because, you know, I work here in the radio station. We were living in Armstrong Creek. I'm still a Creeker. Creeker till the day I die. Mm-hmm. Still go there pretty much every other day. So the creek still running in my heart.
Yeah,
you know?
It lives on.
But moved to East Geelong. And East Geelong, older suburb, beautiful, older houses. I love it. There's something about our new rental that only excites men.
Okay.
I've talked to you about this multiple times to try and see if I, because initially you weren't excited, and I brought it up a couple of times, but just to say, I'm like, oh, maybe you'll bite. Because again, every male I've said this to, immediately on board. Every female, they're like, okay, sure.
So when you've said this to me, have I given you much or?
Nah.
Okay, great.
And I can eliminate, this is not the big shed out the back.
I was going to say, because I really love a big shed. I had one in my house in Adelaide, and let me tell you, I actually had a hangout there. I had a couch. I had the whole of course I did.
Yeah. You had a Davo cave.
Yeah, I did have a Davo cave.
A cave-o. and despite your repeated request to move into my shed?
I really would like to. It would save me some rent, and I think it would just be great. I have extra hand around the house.
But what can you do?
Heaps. I'm great entertainment, man. You'd have a great time with me there. I'll look after your kid.
I've got KO. I'll be a keeper
of the. I'll be a keeper of the shed. You know, it'll be great.
Okay. Well.
And of course, you know, you're so needy, so it'd be nice for you to just have us there.
Okay. The thing that I have that only excites men and doesn't seem to interest women generally is rear lane access.
Oh, yeah, your lane.
I have a lane out the back of my house, so we don't have a driveway at the front. It's just literally the street, the fence, the house. There's a few little steps up, and then you're in the house. Tiny little front yard. But, like, we have a rear lane access. And every time I, like, in particular, like, if I'm hanging out and there's, like, a couple there, like a male-female couple, I'll go, oh, yeah, we've moved in this new place. It's got, like, rear laneway access. And so the girl or the female will go, oh, yeah. At the same time, the guy will go, what? And, like, why? Because when we moved, like, when we were looking at renting it and we applied, my wife's like, oh, you really seem to like it. And my thing was like, we have relay access into the big shed. It's like a secret little tunnel.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
What it feels like.
That's what I was going to say. What is it about it? Because I do kind of get around this because my childhood friend had a one of the lanes next to her house, and I remember thinking riding your bike up and down there felt like a whole new place.
Because, like, on a street, like, anyone can drive on a street. If you live on the street, if you don't live on the street, you can drive on that street, right? Because, like, it might be the road you need to use to get to where you need to go. But there's, like, I think there's, like, 20 different laneways in East Geelong and across Geelong and West Geelong and all this stuff. But, like, only the people that back onto the laneway are in the laneway. So it's like this club, and there's probably like 20 of us on my side, 20 of us on the other side. And it's the most, it's like way better than street interaction.
Yeah.
When you're waving at someone walking past. Because, like, someone's walking past, you don't know if they live on your street. If someone's walking in your laneway, you're like, you're my laneway buddy. You're part of the gang.
It's exclusive, I guess, the exclusivity. Is it also, does it make you feel like it's a bit of a moat heading into your kingdom? Is it that sort of vibe? Is it like, this is my domain?
I feel like I'm James Bond and I've got a car that turns into a boat and I go under it under a tunnel and then the wheels turn and I get to, that's what it makes me feel like. It feels like a moat. It feels like a secret tunnel. It makes me feel special.
Do you think if I had a laneway, it'd be easier for me to, like, go fishing for a fella? Like, is that sort of...
You would meet the perfect man in the lane. Well, I take that. That's not
it. It's Tim and Davo.
We love the Aussie accent. It is a broad, beautiful thing.
Absolutely, Davo.
I mean, yesterday we spoke about how the Aussie accent is incredible and it can do so many things.
Yep.
But one thing it can't do is sing R&B.
This is something you put together as a bit of an example of why it just can't work.
She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what, what, what? Baby movie butt,
but, but.
Think I'll sing it again.
Yeah, she had dumps that's all like we can do again. Yeah, yeah, it's incredible work from you, but
no, no, it's hard to listen to. That's exactly my point.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about some of these things that Aussie accents can't do, and I realised one of the other things that would just be near impossible is Aussie accents reading like adult novels.
Huh. Well, yeah, like it's not as sexy. Like French is like, come over here. That's the sexiest part of the French accent, the laugh.
Yeah, but or yeah, like, you know,
like Italian,
Italian or Spanish. Or
Japanese, you know, some real sexy
languages.
Yeah,
there's just so many sexy accents out there, but I don't think Aussies are it.
No.
But I thought we could...
No.
Don't, I won't look you in the eye.
Thank
but like,
you.
What I thought we could do is we could set the scene. And I'm just going to read a little snippet out. Look, it won't take long. Don't look at me. It's fine. I get it. It's all good. Right. He stepped closer, his eyes burning into mine. His hands traced over the curve of my waist, sending a shiver through my entire body. Are you keen? He whispered. I swallowed hard. Yeah, nah. His jaw tightened. Far out. You're a good sort. See, wasn't that bad. You're all right. Come back. Like, I'm sorry to all, you know, obviously lock up your husbands. That was wild. But yeah, I don't know that I'll be picked up from Audible anytime soon to be reading erotic novels.
It's not a character that I think that you can play. Oh, there is a weird part of me that wants to have a go.
Yeah, go on.
I think I need... Can you give me the day? Can you give me the day? And tomorrow I'll have a go.
Just see if you can make it sexier.
Yeah, because I think you've, like, you, because you've written that by the sounds of it. Because, like, I don't think Yeah Nah was in an erotic novel.
Well, leaning in.
And, like, I don't want to put myself on the spot here and be like, here's my sexy voice. But I don't know, because I haven't practiced it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, okay, right.
And I don't think my natural voice now is sexy.
Yeah, righto. Well, look, let's give this a crack tomorrow. We'll try again and see if you can make the Aussie accent sexy.
All right. Well, the hopes aren't high.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.